Triple M NRL, The Verdict. Thanks to AEG Power Tools, now with more than 30 heavy-duty tools.
They have been the outsiders three times in these finals for three victories. The Cowboys 29, the Roosters 16. This really does remind me of 95. The Bulldogs did a similar thing, came from nowhere, and they kept getting better and better and better. But the Melbourne Storm, that is mighty opposition on the way. As we see images of Tamalolo and Morgan having a giggle next to each other.
They're having some fun, aren't they? They're enjoying the ride, the boys. Yeah, they are. Good on them.
Verdict for AEG Power Tools, Gerds and Wendell with Billy Harrigan. And also Emma Lawrence on the sideline. Great job once again with those interviews. This must be a tough speech for Trent Robinson, as we see here. And he is just having some words. And now...
But even the possession
of the Cowboys again.
But even the possession, I can't believe what the Cowboys 58%, the Roosters 42%. That normally usually.
Look at the completion rate, Del.
Yeah, I know, 90% to 68. That's, you know, that's what costs line breaks 5-1 to the Cowboys.
Now people will want to know.
Yes.
And I don't want to rub this in, but people will want to know why Rhea Hargreaves versus Tamalolo. Tamalolo, a lazy 209 meters with 20 runs. Warrior Hargreaves, 7 runs, 41 metres, according to the NRL stats.
Yeah, that's something when you call someone out like
not
that.
Not sure. I don't think we'll hear Jesse Bromwich or any of the Melbourne players calling out Tamalolo this week. And it's been great theatre for us, but that one backfired.
Yeah, it did, 100%. So mate, I knew what he was trying to do, Jared Warrior Hargreaves, but, you know what? It's like you don't wake the beast. You don't shake him.
I don't think it matters anymore what they do to him. I just think that, you know, you can expect him to run 200 metres and have an influence on the game. And I think it's when he runs now that he's getting so good at, you know, identifying the moments when he needs to put himself in the contest. And
fly the ball.
He came, and he came on just at the right time then. And he set up that, well, he did the run before Morgan threw that lovely pass for Linnett to score on this right side. And it was on the back of, you know, drawing in three defenders from the Roosters and a quick play of the ball that gave Morgan the time and space to be able to sort of clutch that that ball off his shoulder and throw a lovely pass. So, I mean, it's not just Tamalolo's brute force through the middle that it gives the Cowboys so much joy. It's just when he chooses to run, they kick field goals off the back. I think off the Sharks, it was his run that, you know, allowed Morgan more time to get his kicks away and his field goals away. So he's got a massive he has a massive influence on every part of their game.
But even young Martin, mate, the play for him, that's big. Like, you know, coming into a prelim, it's all been about Michael Morgan, and he just stands up and, geez, he showed some toe. We know he's quick, but that was a super try.
I think we're going to, I'm sure the Fox shows in particular will look back on who has had as dominant a final series. Of course, there's one game to go as Michael Morgan. I'm not sure if Hayne was as dominant in 2009 in the finals. Great final series, but we're going to have to go back through the archives where one player has been so effective and such a difference maker than Michael Morgan.
And he gives you such confidence. Even, you know, mate, for Trent Robinson, he doesn't just throw those compliments out there. Mate, on the tip sheet, it would have been Michael Morgan this, Michael Morgan that. You know what he's going to do, but it's about stopping him, and they couldn't stop him.
And it's three games too, don't forget. Like, you know, a lot of the sides that go through to have the biggest impact in the final series only play the two games in the grand final. He's had to do it in three, and now he'll have to do it in four.
Oh, Emma, she couldn't get Jonathan Thurston.
Oh, come on. She got Morgan when he didn't want to talk. He'd had enough.
Oh, really?
She had a great night.
Well done, Em. Oh, I'm loving you still.
Yeah, JT's contracted a 90. He had to talk to them, and he just wanted to go in and enjoy it, as he should.
Yep.
29-16, the final score. AEG Power Tools with the verdict. The question will be, well, one of many questions, the injury toll for the Cowboys. Kyle Felt, most concerning there. If it's a groin injury, then is it something? Can you needle that up?
No, I don't think you can. Because
it's just tough. Yeah, I think they're going to have to make some really big decisions this week. You know, they've got Jarvid Bowen there, who's obviously had a big part in the Cowboys' season. It's a big decision, grand final week, when you got guys there that are battling injury and been in the wars, and You want to make sure everyone's 100%, Del.
Because a team like Melbourne, they will expose you. If they, if you get a little soft underbelly somewhere there, they will tear
you
apart.
What about Kalen Ponga for a grand final?
Yeah, no, you probably wouldn't, and Paul Green wouldn't do that. Like, well, I know what you're saying. Yeah. He's a quality player.
He only played recently, actually, rounds 24 and 25. But you would think Jarvid Bowen would be the most likely candidate there.
Saw him sitting there, yeah.
The back row, I mean, look, they've got a guy called Matt Scott in the wings. If one of the forwards goes down, do you throw him a bone without playing any football and put him in a grand final? If anyone, is going to handle it, it would be him. But Hess is going to probably have to, get tested through the week. I think they'll probably all come through okay. And don't forget, Melbourne get an extra day as well, and that's going to count for something, especially the way the Cowboys are at the moment.
The good thing is, for both teams, it's more than a week. Melbourne 9 days, Cowboys 8. So there is plenty of time.
It's a good break.
Yeah, I think they've got the form. We complain about a lot of things in rugby league, but they've got the format right. Get the preliminary finals out of the way, Friday, Saturday, and then it's a, you can't complain about one team getting 1 day extra rest when the team with less risk gets 8 days.
Boys, what are we thinking crowd-wise? Obviously, Melbourne, Storm, North Queensland, Cowboys will still be sold out. Will the fans still turn up for this grand final?
They'll fill it.
Okay.
Because if they can't sell it out the NRL, they'll give tickets away.
Okay.
They cannot have a major event with seats empty. But it is a challenge because I'm not sure how many Melbourne fans will come up.
Yeah.
It's an expensive exercise, as Del, having grown up in North Queensland.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Those flights, and then you've got a comm, and then it's a big trek, and the grand final tickets.
Yeah.
So everyone will want to come down, but can they afford it?
There's obviously a lot of Roosters fans offloading their tickets now.
Yeah, and don't forget, Mac Lamore. He's going to be there.
Yeah. Oh, how good.
There's 20,000.
Glorious. Glorious. Glorious.
Anyway, so, but to answer your question, they'll fill it.
Okay.
They will fill it. This is the verdict for AEG Power Tools as we wrap this one up, 29-16.
Bill, you happy with everything tonight?
Yeah, good job.
Oh, we better turn Billy's mark on.
Yep, he did a good job tonight, the referees. Two decisions early on, which went the wrong way. The rub went to the Roosters. And other than that, all the calls were terrific tonight. Well done.
So what a refreshing last couple of weekends we've had.
Well,
first weekend.
Two, first one was shocker. The last two have been good.
Excellent. Yeah. So you have anticipated that it would be Sutton from tonight with Checkin from last night would be the grand final pairing.
Yeah, if they stick to the top two referees getting the gig, you'll see Chechen in charge, Jerry Sutton, as the assist ref.
Apart from the resilience factor, Gerds, do you think the Storm would be that concerned about the Cowboys? Either team, whoever got through tonight?
No, I think they'll be looking forward to the challenge. I think they haven't played a lot of football, have they? They've had a really good rest now, and they looked really fresh on the back half of last night's game, and I think they'll go in. Because Broncos put up a fair bit of resistance, obviously, in the first 40 minutes, but they had all the ball in the second half, and they ran away with it and scored, 22 points or whatever it was. So, look, I think they'll be looking forward to the challenge. They'll be sitting there having a look at, that game tonight and thinking, gee, it's been a big month of footy for the Cowboys, and they're going to have to, if we throw everything at them, it's going to be a big effort for them to be able to come up again in a grand final.
I'm looking forward to a bloke like Cooper Cronk. Obviously, he's going to be his last game in that, and the respect and the stuff that he's sort of done over the years, with Michael Morgan, to see the player that Michael Morgan's become now, even like there's an Australian jersey, World Cup, there's Munster and him, and, you just don't know where it's going to go, but just, it's just, it's unbelievable to think,
I'm looking here, they are gobbling up flights in North Queensland. If you want to get a Virgin return, it's like 300 to come down on Saturday and about 500 to go. They'll put more flights on, by the way, I would imagine, because there's going to be a lot of demand.
You love that Virgin, don't you?
They're my people. But they fly direct. That's why I'm pointing out there, because they're the ones who fly direct from Townsville and Cairns as well. A more wonderful airline you will never find. Allianz Stadium is where we are, 29-16.
Just because you get the exit row, Dan.
I paid for that exit row.
Well, then what are you giving them a rap for?
I had to pay $30 for that exit row.
Oh, you're kidding.
Because they put me in 11B, and I just felt like having a little bit of comfort and a little bit of room.
All right. I'm just a simple man that likes sitting down the back with the
I'm with you.
My people.
I'm like you. I'm man of people down the back there.
So you'd be the worst one to sit next to Wendell, yeah, because you'd fill out the seat, hog the armrest.
Yeah, that's what I do.
It's precisely people like you I don't want to sit next to in the middle.
Yeah, and I talk your ears off too, Dan, if we sat together.
No, here's what you do. A, you talk ears off, and that's fine. Yeah. We all like a conversation, but then you wait for me to fall asleep so you can take a photo. You do that to everyone you know.
No, actually, I don't do that anymore because someone did it to me a couple of years ago, so I didn't really enjoy it.
But if your skin's a little dry, Dan, and you need some moisturiser.
Pawpaw cream, yeah.
Hey, just ask the big man. You know you're going to get some. Look at him shiny, isn't he? Look at him.
The pawpaw cream.
Yeah, I love it.
You've been faithful to the pawpaw cream for some time.
I'm a faithful guy, mate.
There was no need there, as you sort of showed us your arms, to just tighten the biceps.
Oh, sorry.
We're all impressed with the gun show.
Sorry, boys. Yeah.
It's the forearm action.
You're going to keep the moustache for the big one?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to keep it till the Legends weekend, 18th of November.
You're going to play with it?
Yeah, I'm going to play. Of course I am. I'm going to turn it back, yeah. Turn back the clock.
Excellent.
Mate, Bill Harrigan, refereeing, how good.
Saw that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Big Gordy and you back together again?
How many games? Well, you're going to send him off.
Not
Gordy?
Me.
Yeah.
End of a game. All
time sake, yes.
Yeah, you're going to send him. Of course you do.
Well, you know what? He probably asked me the last 10 minutes to say, Billy, send me, please.
It's only nine minutes each way.
How many games are you doing?
I think we're doing two or three each.
Yeah.
Clark will do the final.
Yeah.
He can have it.
Or McCallum.
Yeah, they can have it. No, McCallum's not doing it.
No.
You know what? Greg McCallum has never refereed since 1994 Grand Final.
It took 10 seconds, but I knew I could bait you.
I will never referee another game of footy, he said. So from 1994, he has not refereed.
Good for him.
Greg McCallum.
Good for him.
He won't do it. Who's going there? It's Clarky, myself, and Mr. Bean.
Yeah, Hempstead.
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen, Bill. You're going to do two or three games. You're not going to blow out a candle at the end of it. You're going to go, geez.
Yeah.
Jeez, I've still got some cardio. I've still got the fitness.
I can still have a crack at this 2018.
2018. Two refs. I can just
look out. No, one ref.
Hey, boys,
I don't want to share it.
Boys, back to Paul Green and this Cowboys team. How long is he contracted for? Has he got one more year to go? Because if I'm the Cowboys hierarchy there, I'm locking him for another couple of years there.
Yeah. Mate,
what he's done there, even live after
I think he, yeah. I think he's off next year.
Yeah.
Is that correct? So.
His stocks, they were blue chip anyway, but his stocks have just gone.
Jeez. We're talking about Melbourne and how are they going to be after the Smith and Kronk and Slater. And they seem to be in a good place, but the Cowboys, when Thurston disappears, Morgan's 25.
Yeah.
Tamalolo's 24. Hess is 21. Ethan Lowe, 26. All right, Bolton's in his 30s. Tamari Martin's 21. Felt's 25. O'Neill, who seems to have been around forever, he's 26. Even Coote is 27.
Yeah.
They're a force for a long, long time, the North Queensland Cowboys. Now, there's a whole heap of fans just having a... They're waiting for something down there in the members area, but they're just having a drink. Waiting for the... cleansing ale as we wait for the traffic to dissipate. We're waiting for the press conferences, by the way, so we're staying on air for...
Paddling for you, guys.
...a little longer than usual. AEG Power Tools bring us the verdict now with more than 30 heavy-duty tools. Now, okay, we will do bold predictions while we have a moment here, and this, of course, is for Jack Link's Beef Jerky. I think we were far more respectable tonight than we were last night, and we start with Wendell Saylor.
I'm going to go Michael Morgan, 2 try assists and 1 try.
Oh, jeez. Well, I can remember 1 try assist minimum.
Yeah. He didn't score anything.
Did he put... Hang on. He didn't score a try, so that does win.
So he's out.
But he put Felt over, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that was it.
So that was
Linnett.
He put Linnett over. It was the last pass for Felt.
That counts as a try assist.
Yeah,
does fine. It last pass?
It does.
Yes.
100%.
All right.
I think it was him. It might have been... Linnett.
Linnett.
It was Linnett.
Shoveled it on.
Boys.
All right, okay.
Thanks anyway, boys.
But a manful attempt. Who's next?
Billy Mitch Robertson, Latrell Mitchell, Blake Ferguson, all scoring tries.
We got Mitchell out of three.
Ferguson got it.
Wow. Jeez, Ferguson's going to be haunted, isn't he? Two horrible errors.
Yep.
Both leading. I think both, certainly one led to a try. I think both might have actually.
Yep. O'Neill's probably in there breathing a sigh of relief, I would imagine.
He is, yeah.
Now, you laughed at this one, Emma Lawrence.
Michael Morgan to get a double.
Oh, hang on. No, that's not. I'm sorry. No, yeah, no, that was terrible, Emma.
Yeah.
You should be ashamed. No, Emma later tipped the Cowboys by 16, and we all laughed. They won by 13.
Yeah.
So it was not bad. All right, who's next? Gerds.
Kyle Felt, first and last try scorer. Did he get last?
No.
Scotty Bolton, mate.
Ah, that's right.
Michael's son.
And who's left me? Well, I think I was good for 40 minutes. The Cowboys, I'm tipping, leading at halftime, but the Roosters to win. They don't pay on close.
No, they don't.
So there we go. How do you think Trent Robinson, and that was for Jack Link's beef jerky, by the way, and we thank them for their support this year. Feed your wild side, find it in the snack aisle today. We might, Emma, put the cans on and put the, we'll get the microphone. We'll have you a part of this. Very well dressed, by the way. Did you do Fox? Because no one dresses this well for Triple M footy.
Looking great.
I'm just trying to impress you, Dan.
She's got some style, Dan.
I'm not saying she doesn't, but I mean, look at us. We're pigs.
I look at yourself.
We're in shorts and shirts, and I'm wearing a cap.
I got a scotch and soda.
That's because you got a weird haircut the other day.
I know. I will wear a hat
that?
For the
what
next.
What happened? Can you, what happened? Tell us about your haircut.
I'm now 50-50 to go to the Dally M's. The haircut is that bad.
what did you do?
I went to a barber.
Yeah.
Right at Westfield Bondi.
Yeah.
And this was about an hour after.
Name and shame him?
I would, but I can't remember the name. No. It's on level one at Bondi Westfield. And
you haven't seen the haircut.
Oh, mate, it's atrocious.
He looks like Dan Aykroyd.
Put it this way, if I take my hat off, it'll be hat hair, and that's better than what it currently is.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But after I did that 50 Reasons to Hate the Roosters, which is not serious, by the way.
Yeah. I think it was karma. He went to Bondi and got a weird haircut.
He had Triple M on. He had Triple M on in the corner. Now it's a million to one he recognised me, but I've said, mate, I just look, just short back and sort, nothing fancy. He just gets the clippers, and like an old lawnmower, straight up the bonce. My head looks like a phallic symbol. I'm going to cancel Paul Murray's show on Monday. It's that bad because I can't wear a cap on a proper show. And I'm 50-50 to go to the Dally M's. I'm telling you, Gerds, it's that bad, I can't be seen in public.
I agree with you. You pulled your hat off the other day, I almost fell over.
Yeah, it's phallic,
I can't believe
isn't
it. No, it's awful.
It looks like a phallic symbol.
But, at least, you know what? At least you're not vain. That's what I like about you.
Not vain?
Yeah.
yes. You going to the Dally M's, Gerds?
No.
Did you get invited to the Dally M's?
I don't know. I'm not living at home at the moment, so I'm not picking up my mail.
What do you mean?
Problems with the missus?
Oh, no. I'm just doing a renovation, so I'm living up the road.
The Cowboys press conference is about to start. But everything's sweet at home, yeah?
Yeah, everything's great. Yeah. Always.
Here come the Cowboys. I saw Karchi tonight.
Yeah.
You've done well for yourself.
Hey, you know what? It's going to be interesting because her father is over from Germany at the moment. He brought two of his sisters and one of their husbands. So there's four of them. They came to the game tonight.
You think they enjoyed it?
I don't know what they think. I have no idea. They probably think they're probably loading up my wife and kids and taking them away.
Who had to be the explainer?
I didn't try. My wife, she doesn't really know the game that well, so there was no use her. I just said, look, go there. There's going to be a good crowd, and you know, enjoy the experience.
It was a good atmosphere, wasn't it? It was about 28 great. Here.
Yep.
Cowboys, I think they're starting here. Paul Green.
They've continued to work hard and try to get better as a team, and you know, there was a period there where we weren't getting it right, but they stuck to their guns, and I kept telling them eventually our luck will turn, and you just need to be ready to take it and take those opportunities when it does turn, because if we had a rolled over when things were going against us, we definitely wouldn't be in this position. Yeah, and I've said all along through the final series, the only thing that matters is what we believe. And the belief that's between the four walls back at training is it's genuine. Yeah, I think we can. Well, that's for me to work out. Oh man, look, they've been the best team all year. They've been consistently good. They've got good players across the park. There's plenty of strike. They've got guys that have got big game experience. But they're a great side.
Do you guys feel this way?
We've got nothing to lose.
Will the pressure on Melbourne?
Oh well, you know, they'll be overwhelming favourites, and they deserve to be too. As I said, they've been the best team, been the most consistent team all year, so they deserve to be favourites.
Well, how would you describe Michael Moore's evolution in the past couple of months?
Can I just press play? No, look, I've said it every time I get asked about Morgs. It's, you know, it's, that's been one of the many satisfying things that have come out of this year. His development as a player and as a leader, and, you know, on and off the field, has been really pleasing to be a part of. From my point of view, that's why you coach. You know, you see, you know, people grow and improve, and Morgo typifies that. There's other examples of that throughout our team, but you know, him in particular, it's been a great journey so far for him.
Has his composure been, I guess, all through this final series,
in particular, Morgans? Yeah, well, it's why we are. You know, if your halfback's not on, you don't win big games. Yeah, I think again, Tamari's, you know, at a different stage development-wise, but he's certainly learning and improving each week. And the pleasing thing is he's backing himself, and you know, he's not afraid to have a go. And that was evident there tonight when he came up with that try. It was a big play.
Great spot play next week.
I'll worry about that next week. Tonight was a great win, so let's just enjoy the win for what it was, and we'll talk about what happens next week.
Yeah, but how much pressure is left in the tank, you think?
80, 90, 100 minutes. Mate, it's a good ride to be a part of. Being here 2 years ago, there's a few of us in that team tonight, or in our team, that know what to expect with the week. We're going to enjoy it. We'll get in the boys' ears that weren't there 2 years ago and really tell them to embrace it, because history shows you're not there all that much in your career, and when you're there, you've got to enjoy it, and that's what we'll be doing. He put the pressure on himself by doing it. I think Jace got a points decision again tonight. Some boys have called him out lately, and Jace has shown again. I think he's far and away best forward in the comp. Him running the ball really leads us forward, and when we at the start of the second half, when the Roosters got the jump, our benchies we were hanging on, but once we started rolling again, that's when Jace came back on. That's no secret. So we're going to need him to be better. We're all going to have to be better next week, and yeah.
Brady, it would be a tough decision.
The boys that are there have done a fantastic job to put us in this position. So, and as I said before, let's just enjoy tonight for what it is.
Thanks, guys.
All right, apparently we're live on air. We've got some technical difficulties, but you heard it there, Paul Green, and I think it was Gavin Cooper. Our line has dropped out here at Allianz Stadium, but we're still on air. As we wait for Trent Robinson, and we are here live at Allianz. We will bring you Trent Robinson, because that line is still working. Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Billy Harrigan, Emma Lawrence, and Dan Ganane, as we do the verdict for AEG Power Tools. And the final score here, 29 points to 16. Tamari Martin, try. Kane Linnett, try. Kyle Felt, try. Same with Scott Bolden. Ethan Lowe, 6 from 6. Michael Morgan, a field goal. Latrell Mitchell, Connor Watson, Blake Ferguson. They scored for the Roosters. Michael Gordon, 2 from 3. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back. We're going to have the Trent Robinson press conference, but here's a song. As soon as the press conference starts, we'll cut right in. It's the verdict. AEG Power Tools, Triple M rocks the footy.
All right. I think we're back. What a wild night it's been in more ways than one. We're live at Allianz. We cut off ACDC only in extreme circumstances, and the Roosters are about to front the media. Thank you for sticking it out with us. 29-16, the final score. The Cowboys over the Roosters, who bow out third time in 4 years in the prelim final. So we're just waiting for Trent Robinson to emerge, and Boyd Cordner as well, I gather. He'll be there as well. Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, Billy, Emma, and Dan as well.
Fading up now.
Here we go. The Sydney Roosters, their press conference.
Devastating to lose that game, you know, to get into a grand final. It's a pretty big prize, and we weren't good enough.
Errors, Robbo?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if you're going to have those errors that we had, you better be defending well, and we culminated sort of periods of games, both North Queensland and us. We had periods of games which was, you know, tit for tat, and it was a good arm wrestle there. And then, you know, the areas that we conceded, we didn't defend well enough, and, you know, that's what it ended up in this, especially in the second half. You know, we had some in the first half, but we managed to control that enough to be 8-6 at half time. But then in the second half, those errors, each time we got in front, we got behind pretty quickly.
Trent, what was the reasoning with obviously moving Trell and obviously Toops on the bench?
Yeah, we'd been obviously pretty strong there defensively for 7 weeks, you know, so we'd kept the rhythm there. Maddo's been doing a really good job in that position. And then, yeah, we just, you know, we ended up conceding a couple of tries there in tonight, which we haven't been in the past.
How do you sort of view, like, last year was second last, but to be where you are now, but how do you assess the feeling given that you probably felt you could go further?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a really good year. It was a great year. You know, it was, I mean, you got to see, what was it, 26 games? But we got to live a whole lot in between those, and it was a really good year. It was an enjoyable year. We developed some players again from last year, and then we get ourselves into a position, and it's heartbreaking. You know, so it's hard because you know, if you said at the start of the year you're going to get to, you know, the third week of the finals, it would have been pretty enticing. But now you're sitting at the third week in the finals, and you're bitterly disappointed.
Are we happy with the
Bunkers
decision on that
Caulfield
try?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. You know, it was hard to tell for me. They've got that there. It's dependent on what they sent it up. But yeah, that's, you know, that's more than fine. It shouldn't have got that close.
Okay, what do you make of Jared pulling out number one during the week?
It didn't happen. It didn't happen. He got asked whether he was going to, you know, he knew he was going to take him on, you know. I think he got asked about it. I forget his actual comments. He gave him a big rap as a player and knew he had to play. But, you know, that was, I think people tried to find the story within the comments.
Friendly, how does it feel from the player's point of view, mate?
Yeah, obviously, you know, disappointing at the moment. We're so close, and I thought we had so many periods there that we're probably going tit for tat, and you know, we just couldn't build the pressure there when we got in front, and you know, error into probably a bad defensive set, and the Cowboys were too good for us. So. But, you know, as Trent said, probably now we can't take much. Well, it's hard to take much out of the season, but there's plenty of good stuff there that, you know, we can definitely use and build on. But you know, at this point in time, it's pretty heartbreaking. But you know, that's footy.
What about you start with Trell? How do you pick him back up? Now the learning experience still.
Yeah, it is. First semi-final series. You know, he plucked that one from nowhere to score the try, you know, last week's, and then it was a pretty big learning experience for a first semi-finals. You know, he wasn't the reason we lost tonight. You know, we, as a collective group, we weren't good enough in controlling our game, and that's what Cowboys have done really well. Done it really well over the last 3 weeks is just control their game enough, and some sides haven't matched up to that, and they've beaten three sides and now they're in a grand final.
Do they beat the Storm?
It's a two-horse race.
You know,
no, that's not for me, that's for you guys to decide. But you know, the Storm's been the best team in the comp this year, and Cowboys are in really good control of their game, so it'll be a really good contest. So good luck to them both. Thank you.
Class and dignity as always from Trent Robinson. How could you not be impressed with him? Verdict for AEG Power Tools. I've got the U-Bet odds here. $1.28, the Storm. Cowboys, $3.80. I cannot remember a grand final so lopsided betting-wise. Yeah. Now, that means zero because the Cowboys, they've been those sorts of odds every game in these finals. But can anyone remember a
No.
South were heavy favourites against Canterbury in 2014, but I don't think the odds were that. Like that someone will work it out, but... And they are the true underdogs. Now, someone, was it one of you guys, or someone referred to the Cowboys as Stephen Bradbury?
Oh, no, I think that was Gordon at the start of the final series.
That's at the start when he said, he did say that people, they needed everyone to fall over.
Yeah.
Well, no one's fallen over for them.
No.
They've gone out there and...
They've pushed them over. They said, get out of the way. But I've got to say, these boys, like...
No, they've skated well.
Yeah. But I've got to say, even like Latrell Mitchell, like, it is a learning experience. It wasn't his fault. I love what Robbo said then. Mate, but for Kyle Felt, with a groin injury, to have a stutter step at a clutch moment like that, when you've got a groin injury and you're a winger, to be able to hold him up there and just to take that position, massive play.
We've got to come up with a word for Morgan. Now, you had the finisher.
He had the closer.
He's got the closer. Can you think of one, Em? Or Billy?
Come on, Em. This is your speciality.
The closer. They're both the same. The finisher and the closer. Yeah. But that doesn't give him enough credit for the stuff he does.
I know.
But he is the finisher. He is the closer.
What about the TP?
He's the magician.
The TP, the total package.
Oh, he's the consummate professional.
The consummate professional.
Sorry, I didn't know we were in rugby.
And off the field.
Yeah, he is, mate.
You think he speaks very well. He's, even when they lose, he's happy to talk to you.
Yeah.
He gets hard, he doesn't bleed a lot. I mean, he's got it all.
Yeah. No, I like the magician. He pulls it out of his hat.
We can do better. Yeah, but I haven't got anything to match you, so I can't complain.
Maybe people on social media, mate, yeah.
The finish, yeah, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We are just about done, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, sounds good.
Magic all over the park. See you later.
We'll see you tomorrow, Gerds, for Sunday Triple M Footy. Thank you, Wendell Saylor.
Thank you, mate.
I will see you next Sunday, I believe. That'll be the next time we see each other.
Can't wait.
Same with you, Billy. Great job again, Emma, Tom and Dave and all the team behind the scenes. It was a testing night, and glad you enjoyed it, or hope you enjoyed it, on Triple M Footy for Seabus Super. Here are the highlights. It's the Cowboys and the Storm next week. We'll be on air from midday from ANZ Stadium all the way through until about 11 o'clock. That's grand final day right here as Triple M rocks the footy.
Thanks to Seabus. Whether you're on the tools or in the office, Seabus is built to last. Triple M NRL highlights.
Centre field, here's Granford. Close to the left of ball, runs up the line, then fires it to his left of mark. Dummies, goes straight through. Give me Warrior Hargreaves, beats another, puts the foot down. Good ball to Murray Mark. My goodness, what a run. High kick on the last of the left corner. It's taken by Latrell Mitchell. It's a try. Mitchell, it fell into his lap.
This is good stuff from the Roosters. They're over halfway now. Takeaho brought down. Played the friend. Throws left to Pierce. The tips off. Oh, he puts Corbett out of Gutel. 2-on-1. Pass to Watson. Goodbye. Watson's over. Roosters in front for the first time.
He pulled down 9-on-1. Nice steady run. Last tackle. Quick play the ball. They go to the right. Morgan. Oh, he throws the ball at the cage limit. It's a try. It's a stunner. Michael Morgan is having one of the great final series.
Oh no, they've lost the ball, the Cowboys. O'Neill just dropped a collar, picked up by Takeaho, gives it to Orbison, 2-on-1, close to Ferguson, Pizzi Eastman, gets over, Brewster's back in front, Ferguson scores!
Playing in 2-out to Hampton, throws to Bolton, out to back to Morgan, long pass to Leonard, trouble, out to Felt, Felt for the corner,
I think he got there!
Try!
My goodness! He got it down! With a third of the ball hanging over the touchline.
And they're on the Roosters' line. Felt dummy half. Goes it across to Morgan. Morgan gets it on to Scott Bolton. He gets up, goes again, and he gets over. He might have got this.
Scott Bolton's maintained possession of the ball and grounds it on the goal.
And it's over. What a night. 29 points to 16. And for the third time in four seasons, the Roosters bow out in the preliminary final.
Triple M rocks finals footy. For our mates at Brighton's Lawyers. Over 20.